Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. It's time for another quickie, folks, so I hope you're ready. Sean, Karen, you guys ready?
I'm always down for a quickie, Matt. You
I'm
know
sure
that.
You
well,
are.
You don't know that on a personal, but that know me, Matt, know that I'm always down for a quickie, okay?
That's a lot for me, Sean.
Yeah, that's a little TMI, Sean. But anyway, let's just get right to it. Today's show, people, we are discussing how to stay away from investment scams. Even the most sophisticated and experienced investors can be caught up in a good investment scam, as evidenced by the many professional money managers who place their clients' money with Bernie Madoff and
remember
other
that
scammers.
Name? Remember that name? That name seemed so ancient, right?
Yo, his name truly is perfect. Bernie Madoff with so many people's money. Like, that's like a rapper name or something.
So true.
Anyhow, so people, you know, money managers put people's money with Bernie Madoff. So, you know, what? How are you, the average with average intelligence, average experience in terms of investing, how are you supposed to protect yourself from unscrupulous con artists who are trying to separate you from your hard-earned money? What do you guys think?
Well, who's average intelligence? You talking to me?
Talking to me? Well, let me amend that. For people of high intelligence, average intelligence, and for our low intelligence friends out there, it's hard for anyone to avoid a scam if you're not knowing what to look for.
As you say in the hood, Karen, you can be got, man. I mean, I've even gotten got.
You're talking to a girl who's gotten got. I know. You wouldn't think of it to look at me, but yeah, I got got.
Well, Since you got and other people's have got, we have a top 10 list of things to look out for so you don't get got. And I don't know if that's good English, but that's what I got. So let's get started with our top 10 list.
All right, guys. So number one thing to watch out for, if you're told to watch a video or audio of someone who provides no name or simply just tries to tell you how great this investment is, but there's no real credentials provided. Like, you're supposed to just go off of personality alone, you know? Like, when you meet a cute girl, cute Jewish girl who knows.
No, I think he's always this white British guy, you know, like just sitting there. Does that ring the bell, Karen? Have you got Karen? That's an inside joke. It's an inside joke.
A white British guy could tell me that the sky is black and when it is in fact purple, and I would believe it because that accent is intoxicating.
Exactly. I don't even think he has to be white. Just a British accent will make you feel like, oh yeah, it's doable.
It's official.
You don't ever hear these hood guys come out, yo, you know what I'm saying? Yo, do this. Nah, it's always some proper, you know, person where you're like, okay, it's believable.
You know what? I don't understand why British people ever live in England, because their accent is worth $0 there, and here it's worth millions of dollars.
That's a great business. That's a great business advice you just gave for all you British people. It's time to leave Britain and make
your
real money.
What are you doing?
Exactly.
Grow up.
Well, I think that's a good one. Those video scams, like, I can't believe how people get got. They don't give no supporting evidence. They just talk. Some they even put these things on a whiteboard and try to break it down with not even no evidence, something to say, well, we are part of Goldman Sachs or something legitimate. It's just some person speaking ad hoc and you're just like taking it all in.
Well, you know what? You get got because you want to get got, right? Like low key, there's something that you want and you don't want to believe that this isn't true. That, I mean, that's how I got got. Do you want to know how I got got? It wasn't investment exactly. It was a job. It was like this too good to be true job that I was being offered in LA. And I had to decide right away. And it was not, the person I was talking to weirdly didn't really exist in the world of internet, but was allegedly like a highly credentialed banking person, but not from the US, right? And so that was like the reason why I couldn't find any information. And I had to make a decision really quickly on this job, which honestly required me to do like apparently nothing.
Just send me $200 and you're going to be rich.
Exactly.
They were going to cover my rent in New York and they're going to fly me out and pay me. It was like 150 grand a year to do. There's no discernible job at the end of this job.
Well, and I know there's white, blonde girl privileges, Karen, but come on, that's kind of ridiculous.
You say that now, but you haven't been on the phone with a random Chinese guy at 11:30 at night who swears that it's a real job. So anyway, yeah, no credentials is the shit.
Well, that leads right into number two, Karen. They're offering no product or service but high returns. As simple as this would sound, this is when some people have called me up and want to get me involved in this investment, this great thing. And I'm listening to them. They're telling me I put in 1,000, I'll get 5,000, I'll get 2,000, get paid. But there's no service. There's no product. And for anything, unless if you're investing in something and you're not, there's no added value, there's no type of hard investment that you're seeing, there's no service or product that they're backing in any way, then it's a scam, people. Like $100 in a hole, and if you leave it in the hole for a year, it'll be $100 again.
Sean, what is a susu? Did I say it right?
No, a susu is not a scam. Susu is like, especially it's a cultural, most a lot of immigrants do it, where they like somebody puts in, everybody adds something into a pool every week, and then everybody gets a turn in their hand. So there are 10 people putting in $100 each week. It'll run for 10 weeks, and every week somebody will get $1,000. So you really have put in your own money. It's just a creative way to save. And like for people that want to need a down payment quickly for a house or something of that nature, or pay off a bill, they'll get their money quicker than others. So no, that's actually a good community thing to save. But these things where I've seen so many people sit me down and want to get me involved in things, and I'm thinking, what's the product? What's the service? And they'll talk all around it. Trust me. After this show, people will be like, well, somebody asked me to get involved in this, blah, blah, blah. But if it's not a product or service being offered that you're investing in, then red flag.
All right. Well, let's move on to tip number three, or sign number three, that you might be getting scammed. If you have to recruit people, the person telling you has made little to no money or has been in it for a short while, you were brought in by someone you know as a referral. These are some of the oldest scams in the book, and they rely on the power of social circles. The scammer will pay off the people in the initial rounds of the scam in order to persuade them to bring in more of their friends and associates. You're convinced because you actually know someone who got paid the promised amount, you might get lucky and actually get what you were promised. But once the scammer gets what they want, it's bye-bye, peace out, and you'll be left holding the bag.
Oh, this is scam 101. Like, people get excited. Oh, I put in $10,000 and I got my $50 payout this week. You got to do it. They're paying it out. And then you bring in somebody. This is like pyramid pool 101. And yeah, they all work great at the beginning. And those that come in early enough get paid. But the ones that get in at the bottom, you don't know when it's going to bottom out, are the ones that get screwed. Once again, no product or service, red flag. If friends are telling you about it, and the friends that you usually get are usually family. And this family that comes to you, they may be nice, they may be trustworthy, they may make the best Sunday apple pie, bake the best cookies, have the best beer when you come by their house, but probably they have no investment sense, but you just trust them because they're very nice. Those are the ones that you got to run hard. Red flag.
Yep. And that brings us to sign number four that you might be getting got is that it's too good to be true. So they ask you for money to join with high returns quickly, and they try to convince you that the traditional normal way of making money or investing is complete nonsense and that this is how actual money is made. And if you don't really know a ton about money, you're so vulnerable to gottedness because you're like, what if I don't know that this is the new business model? Like, Maybe you're offered the chance to get on in on the ground floor of a new world-changing technology you never heard of before, like biotech, green tech companies that are particularly popular. A company could claim it holds a patent for something that would truly revolutionize the way the world works. And you're so, so lucky that you get to be in before any big institutional investors do. Like, you got the heads up.
Exactly. And like, we really got the cure for the vaccine. This company out of Vietnam has a real cure for the vaccine. Don't worry about Pfizer. You got to follow Ting Pong Lu's company because they have it. And you, if you give me $100 right now, you're going to be in because
is that Pfizer, culturally disrespectful?
they got this remedy from, they gave it to Pfizer and Pfizer bought it from them.
And million percent. And you just don't know because you just don't know. You don't know about medicine and you don't know about Pfizer and you don't know Ping Pong Lu. So that's not really.
Oh, you just doubled down on my. You just doubled down on a carrot.
I mean, we're a team. I'm not going to leave you hanging.
When I hear this, the quick takeaway I'm getting from this is verify these folks' credentials, people. Don't be so thirsty. Just because they're talking fancy or, you know, and it sounds too good to be true and this is the next wave, you got to verify. I'm not even going to say the name again. Sean said it and Karen said the name.
Karen, but here's what, Matt. They'll even say, well, it's so early. They're not even on the internet yet. They don't want everybody to know. They don't want everybody to know about this. This is just for you. What do you say, Karen, to that?
You're right. It's an extra, extra, extra red flag when they have a website, but it's only on MySpace. Why? For some reason, this is the only way we can contact these people. And they're just so, so, they're so beyond that they're actually kind of behind, but it's because they're so ahead.
Exactly. Matt, agree?
Yeah, I mean, I agree. But I'm saying do all you can to verify credentials. And if they're too early or we don't have credentials, then to me, run. I'm not messing with you if you don't have real credentials. You know, to me, it's you're not getting my money.
Mm-mm. Well, that goes into the next one. Here's some, and I've seen so many people do this, and it's part greed on their part. I mean, they may be the victim. Like, we went back to talking about Bernie Madoff in the beginning, and like, if you just follow basic investing principles of not putting all your money into one pool, you may have gotten by Bernie, but you may have not lost everything. Those that are on TV complaining that they lost everything because they got greedy just like Bernie was. And, you know, really bad investment advice. Like, they tell you to take out a loan. Go get the money. Don't care how you get it. You do take it out the ATM or liquidate your 401k. Come on, your 401k is crap. You've been only getting 4% on your 401k. I can give you 20%. Go liquidate it because this is the thing. That is bad advice. There is no professional licensed investor or anybody that has any investment IQ would tell anybody to liquidate their 401k or retirement or take a loan out to invest.
Facts. Well, moving on.
That's it. You just facts. That's a full stop. Facts. Like nothing.
You kind of nailed it.
Okay. Well, great. Okay. Facts. I'll double down on your facts, yo. Facts.
Yeah, I didn't really have anything of substance to add to what you said. So I don't know, Karen, do you have a follow-up to Sean's?
I mean, I don't have a 401k, so I'm especially not vulnerable to this point. But yes, I do totally get it. If someone told me to liquidate anything,
people do it.
Sounds terrible.
People do it, though. It's amazing that we just, you know, this is not even a joke. People have done that and get caught up in that. And liquidate all their savings and retirement to invest in something that they think is gonna like become a millionaire. And I've been around this planet for 40 plus years. And to be honest with you, I have never met a person that's gotten rich off these get rich quick schemes. Mm-hmm. Doesn't happen. Never met that person yet.
The old adage: if it sounds too good to be true, you can apply that to everyone. Almost all of these. If it sounds too good, it is.
1,000%.
So red flag number 6: it's conspiracy theories, people. Scammers like to prey on people's fears.
Don't we live in a world of conspiracy theories now? Oh my God. I don't know. Maybe I'm getting older, but it seems like we just live in this conspiracy theory world. Like, absolutely. And so for the record, nothing against some of our listeners. I can't stand conspiracy theory peoples. Oh my God. Don't wear a mask because really? This. Oh, don't do the, 5G is coming to get you. Oh God.
Please. I love a good conspiracy theory. Here's the thing. The thing about conspiracy theories that is maddening to you is that you think they're wrong or like you think that it's like something ludicrous is obviously not true. But the thing that conspiracy people totally right about is that there's conspiracies everywhere. Tons of people are conspiring. People that you don't know are conspiring. Like, the people who conspire to make things happen around you are people whose names you might not ever, ever know. Like, that's true. I love a good conspiracy. It just is sometimes a little cuckoo. But yeah, conspiracies are, you know, what do you got against a good, juicy conspiracy?
Well, sounds like we need to have a follow-up program about Sean's fear of conspiracy theories. But until then, let's jump back on the rails and go back to red flag number 6. All right. So, yes, this conspiracy theory, people, scammers, they like to prey on people's fears. They may imply that the government is actively preventing you from getting rich by keeping you ignorant.
They kind of keep the brother man down.
Hey, you know, the man exists. That's real. Yeah, real talk. Yeah. So you got to just be mindful. If this guy's trying to play on your fears, absolutely, be aware of that.
Absolutely. And, you know, the thing about a conspiracy theorist, too, which I would highly recommend, is don't try to debate with a conspiracy theory person. You'll drive yourself nuts because they're fixated on what they believe. It's always good to be a good listener. Let them say their point and say, I'll take that in consideration and keep it moving. Yeah, that leads to number 7, Matt. They continue to outperform the market. That's the, you know, it seems it's too good to be true. Like, they're making 30, 40% returns, and they're a rare individual. And to be honest, they're a rare individual who can consistently outperform the market. It doesn't really happen. You know, if somebody can tell you they're getting these outrageous returns, no matter what the economy is, no matter where things are, it's a scam. Okay.
In the immortal words of Flavor Flav, don't believe the hype.
Right. You can't hit it month after month. And, you know, and if they were, they wouldn't be coming after you because they'd be on the cover of Forbes magazine, cover of the Wall Street Journal. They'd be recruited by some big top firm. If they can even do 10% consistent returns every month, they'd be millionaires without our pennies. So I'd rather somebody tell me they made some years, not some years. That's a person telling you the truth. Someone is telling you consistently they're hitting home runs. Red flag, scam.
So scammy. And that leads us to number 8. They are a prince who is trapped in Nigeria. No, I'm kidding. Number 8 is that they're offering a guarantee. No one can guarantee any specific return unless they're offering a fixed income product, for example, a bond or a CD, certificate of deposit. No stock market return can ever be guaranteed, ever, period, because nobody knows.
Even in Nigeria.
I don't know.
That is so wrong, Matt. For all our Nigerian listeners, and we do have some, Matt is just ignorant American. I never thought that would come from you. You know, I would even more expect it from Karen, and she would even say it before I expect it from you.
You.
All right, moving on to red flag number 9. It's a complicated or unique opportunity. Sometimes people claim that they have access to a unique opportunity, something that's not offered to regular people. But if you go through me, I got the hookup. They might use fancy terms like prime lending certificates or private placements, which actually mean nothing but sound pretty impressive. Or they may claim to have mastered a technique involving futures or Forex.
Whatever that means.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America NA, copyright 2024.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Guys, number 10, almost last, but you'll see, is urgency. So many con artists will pressure you with a limited time offer in order to force you to make a quick decision.
Because they don't want you to think. Because once you think it, they, you know it's a scam. Or go to anybody else to talk about it.
Right. If you go to your man or your lady or your parents or your brother or sister or your Sean or your Matt, they will tell you that it's complete BS. They don't want to give you the time to consider whether or not their offer truly makes any sense. Honestly, if a deal's a great deal, they won't mind you taking the time to think that through.
Exactly. A legit investment will still be there tomorrow, people.
Exactly. You know what? I didn't want to leave everybody out. You know, as two black guys with good credit, we always give people the extra, you know, more money. I like to give them their money's worth, even though they don't pay for this show. But I have a couple bonus tracks, you know, like the Biggie Smalls bonus tracks. Can I give them a couple bonus tracks, a couple extras, Matt, Karen?
Exactly, like Biggie Smalls.
Is this a limited time? Is this a limited time offer on these bonus tracks to buy now?
Nah, bro. I just want our listeners to not get got, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want them to get gotty. So I got a couple bonus tracks. All right.
All right, go on.
One, they don't use independent third-party accounts. No true investment will ever pool your money with that of others and hold it in a common account. You should always have your own individual account, which should be held by someone other than the scammer, and you should receive periodic payments. Of course, this didn't stop Madoff's Ponzi scheme, but it's a good warning flag for avoiding less sophisticated scammers. And, like, honestly, I would not suggest sending your money overseas. Sending your money, like wiring money, bank transfer money, where you have no recourse. You know, if you can put it into an active U.S., if you're living in the United States, normal, you know, traditional bank account, I would more go in that. If they don't have that and they say this is too good to be true, we can't bank it with them because they give you the conspiracy behind the banks. I've heard people give conspiracies about putting their money in the bank. They come up with that line and they're telling you some ad hoc way in which to send it, you know, then, hey, that's a flag.
100%. So that leads us to our last one.
You got a bonus track? I thought it was me. You got one too?
I got one. I did get one. It's number 12, but it's
actually... You always got to outdo us. You always got to try to quote unquote trump us.
Sean, can you just let me have one thing? So bonus number 2 is they're unregistered. It's a no-brainer. I still have to Google it though. Any legitimate investment company and the person offering the investment must be registered with the SEC or another government agency. And you have to make sure you get verification of this registration. If you Google it, you can just Google it. How to verify SEC registration of a company. And it comes up right there. And you can just literally look up the company, which honestly, I know it says it's a no-brainer, but I'm glad that you put it in my brain because I don't know if I would have done that. And honestly, doing this doesn't always protect you, but registration at least gives you recourse if it does turn out to be a scam.
Well, I think that is an amazing bonus tip, but I think there needs to be a third bonus tip because I also have a red flag bonus tip.
Oh, here we go.
So
my bonus tip is never feel obligated. Don't invest because the seller gives you something for free. A lot of times salespeople will count on you feeling
guilt. That's a good one.
Guilt,
that's a good bonus. That's a good bonus, man. That's a good bonus.
They like they're guilty buying what they're selling. Do not feel obligated, people. Do not fall for it. I almost
just recently got gotten for you social media people. I was like, you know, they gave me one of these compliments and I almost got, they're like, hey, Sean, we love your followers. We love what you're doing in social media. We want you to be a brand ambassador for us. And I'm like, so finally somebody recognizes my talents. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know I've been posting the way I need to post, targeting the way I need to target. I'm like, yo, They see me. Somebody sees me out there with my 2,000 followers.
How much money they try to get? How much money they try to get from you?
Oh man, and they're like, you know, we have this great watch that we want you to. We're gonna send you the watch, and you can wear the watch and take show yourself wearing this watch. And I'm like, for a guy that already has a couple of Rolexes, I'm like, what watch could this be? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I will put the Rolex aside to be a brand manager, Karen. I was like, yo, what is this? And then the last line is like $99 shipping and handling. And, you know, and every watch that you sell, you'll get a commission of it. And I was like, oh, man, my whole ego just went from sky. You don't know. I gave them I can't reply, and just had two letters, exclamation mark. I'll let you know what those letters were.
But for a second there, right, you felt really good. Like when that's how they almost get you.
Exactly. I can't imagine how this watch was gonna look. They didn't even have a picture. I can't imagine how this plastic Mickey Mouse watch I was gonna get. They just sold a $99 watch to a sucker. That was really what it was all about.
Investment scams, people. Investment scams, don't fall for it. We thank you all for joining us for another quickie. We hope you enjoyed it. I know I did. So I'm Matt Smith, and I'm signing off for Two Black Guys with Good Credit. I'm out.
I'm Karen Margolis. I'm a third of Two Black Guys with Good Credit, and I have great credit, and I happen to be a black guy.
Well, I'm Sean Linda, and I think I'm black. I don't know. I'm kind of pairing myself with Karen, but I think I'm black, and I'm the better half of Two Black Guys with Good Credit. As I say every show, keep your money in your damn pocket. And I also want to shout out Elizabeth for sending us this great review. Love your show. Mother of three. You changed my life so much. Keep going. Thank you, Elizabeth. And I also want to, we were trying something new. For those, you can please email us at tbgwgc@gmail.com. That's Two Black Guys Good Credit @gmail.com. And leave us an audio note, because we're going to post it up at the end of our show, or at the beginning of our show, in the middle of our show, somewhere in our show. If you give us a nice little comment or something you want to add value, we'll put it into our show, because we want to make this a show where you feel part of it. So leave us an audio, send us an audio email, and we'll put it up on our show. And I'm out.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.